is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
We've got a little rain out there, which is kind of strange because overall it's been so dry this year. That's actually affecting the state water supplies. Fire crews have come down from NorCal to help us out here because we've got these winds coming, really kicking up later today and into tomorrow. And the forecasters using words like life-threatening.
Strong winds already blowing through Southern California. Expected to get worse. John Baird live in the Pasadena area with more.
I was just told by the Weather Service they're already seeing winds up in the Santa Clarita area off the truck trail of up to 79 miles an hour. And here in the San Gabriel Valley, 50 miles an hour. But forecasters do think it's going to get much worse in the afternoon and into tomorrow. They call it a particularly dangerous situation that starts about noon. And that means not only destructive and potentially life-threatening winds, but also a big surge in the wildfire danger. Think Camarillo, think Malibu, and these conditions, like you say, could be even worse from Simi Valley to Claremont, Santa Clarita to Malibu. Rich Thompson is with the National Weather Service.
So it's definitely a bad combination of things that we're looking at the next couple of days here for that area, especially, but for all of Southern California.
Especially along the 118 freeway and the 210. This might be a day to call in sick if you can, although the worst conditions will bleed over into Wednesday. And even when the red flag conditions are over, we will still have gusty winds through Friday with up to 415,000 people at the moment, Edison customers, facing the possibility of power safety shutoffs.
We talked to LA County Supervisor Catherine Barger, represents parts of the county being impacted by the strongest winds, especially when they get to later today. She says people need to be ready to get out if a fire breaks out.
It's important to be prepared. We in LA County have got a list of what you need to take with you and what you need to have ready to grab quickly. The fire on LA County Fire's website, they have a list and really do outline how to prepare yourself if you need to be evacuated.
Flashlights ready, phones charged in case power shutoffs happen.
Firefighters from CAL FIRE in Northern California have been sent to Southern California. They've also placed engines, water-dropping helicopters in strategic locations. They also have what they call extra intelligence, dispatch, investigative resources. Over the weekend, the OC Fire Authority said for the first time, AI alerted them to a fire in the Black Star Canyon. That's east of Irvine Lake. Firefighters were able to contain that fire last month to less than a quarter of an acre.
Drought-free for 2024. California may have trouble this year, though. Kathy Whitman says despite all the rain up north and the snow, we've had the lack of it here. That's going to hit the water levels up and down the state.
Over half of the state is experiencing drought conditions.
If Southern California is dry, it's a fire danger and of concern, but 30% of Southern California's water comes from Northern California.
Felicia Marcus with Stanford's Water in the West program and former chair of the California State Water Resources Control Board says Northern California needs to get enough rain, particularly snow, to keep the state's water supply in the normal range. But because of climate change, that's becoming more unpredictable.
It takes longer to recover from droughts, as when the first set of precipitation comes, it soaks into the ground and into the foliage.
And when it's warm, that water evaporates and doesn't even make it to the ground. But we can be in fairly good shape
if we steward each drop of water as wisely as we should.
I'm Kathy Whitman, KNX News 97.1 FM.
This week's winter weather has led to thousands of flight cancellations and delays, more expected as the airlines try to catch up. Kathleen Bangs is with the flight tracking company, FlightAware.
What we saw were over 4,000 flights canceled Sunday and Monday, and delayed flights almost up to 20,000. That sounds like a lot. We've had winter storms, however, where they were far worse, but this is definitely the most impactful that we've seen so far this winter season.
The National Weather Service says wind chill temperatures could dip into the teens to the low 20s from Texas across the Gulf Coast.
So winds are picking up this morning, but really we're waiting for it later today. It's this afternoon, it's this evening, swinging into tomorrow morning when it's going to get really gusty out there. Let's go live to the Weather Channel meteorologist Ray Stajic.
Ray Stajic, good morning.
Hey, good morning, gang. Yeah, the worst of it probably coming tonight. But believe it or not, as we'd heard, we would have already had 60, 70 mile per hour plus gusts in parts of the San Gabriels and other areas. Now, I want everybody to understand this. The high wind warning covers all Los Angeles County, too. So that's a little bit unusual. And the fire danger extreme with the PDS fire weather watch, too. And it's the first time in the month of January a day two outlook has been a PDS watch, and that's for tomorrow. But the window between 10 o'clock tonight, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning looks like when the strongest winds are going to be. And added in with that, obviously, the higher fire danger from the fire weather warnings, too. So real dangerous, life-threatening conditions are setting up across not only L.A. counties, but the surrounding counties also, especially into the mountains, where some of those winds have the potential in isolated areas to gust to maybe 100 miles per hour.
When we used to hear about that particularly dangerous situation, it was like, okay, that was we had the last one a couple years ago, or we had it last year. Now it seems like, okay, there's been three in 3 months. Have we figured out why we've suddenly now learned this term and it's a thing that's happening more often,
well,
it seems like?
Yeah, I do know that it's been something that's only been issued within the past a few years. I don't know how far back these extreme and these PDS particularly dangerous situations do go back, but it does seem like the frequency is increasing. And obviously with less rain in years past and continuing and growing drought conditions too, that certainly does not help. But yeah, I think the frequency, Mike, as you're saying, has been more as the climate has become more extreme. We can't deny that. The question will be for the future, you know, does it continue? You know, let's hope not. But if it does, we may see more of this extreme fire weather, extreme behavior, and maybe even more of these stronger Santa Ana wind events, too. So it's all about timing, too. So, you know, timing and where you are, where the strongest winds are going to be. I mean, just because we have these high wind warnings and the gusts doesn't necessarily mean we see widespread power outages. It's a matter of where that does occur. Same thing with fire, where fire does occur. And you obviously can't forecast where that's going to be. There is a chance that we see rapid spread of wildfire, and obviously it's going to be tough to tame it. Although there's some rain in the mountains and even some higher elevation snowfall, I don't think that's really going to help too much.
All right, Weather Channel meteorologist Ray Stajic. Ray, thanks.
You probably bought some holiday gifts online. We'll tell you how we know for sure. And medical debt will no longer ding your credit score. Those stories and more as 20 minutes of nonstop news continues.
The farewell to former President Carter. His casket will lie in the Capitol Rotunda this afternoon, then the funeral service at the National Cathedral Thursday.
Former President Jimmy Carter will make a final journey to Washington, D.C. today. His body will be accompanied by his extended family aboard an Air Force plane designated Special Air Mission 39. And tribute to the nation's 39th president. The plane will leave Dobbins Air Reserve Base near here for a two-hour flight to Joint Base Andrews outside the nation's capital.
L.A. County Board of Supervisors will be honoring the former president with a day of mourning on Thursday. They'll consider a motion to close non-essential county offices on that day, similar to when President George H.W. Bush passed. If the motion's approved, as expected, all non-essential county offices will be closed. Supervisor Janice Hahn will end the meeting in honor of Jimmy Carter and provide a memorial book for attendees to sign.
Shoppers have spent a record amount of money over the holidays. Adobe Analytics leading analyst says social media driving that.
This was a very strong season in terms of the influencers and the impact that they had during this holiday season. Social has been a growing channel, and we're seeing users discover products and come through social channels at very high rates.
Flexible payments, the buy now, pay later stuff, that's also surging. Holiday spending up 10% from 2023.
It's not bad enough that a lot of people get the flu this time of year and head colds and things like that. But norovirus is spiking. They say it's the worst they've seen in more than a dozen years. Here's Pete Demetrio.
Norovirus is what some people call a stomach flu, but that's a misnomer. The disease is not influenza and is not spread by coughing or respiratory action, but by human-to-human touch on the most common things, as we hear from Dr. David Cutler, a family medicine specialist at Providence St. John Health Center in Santa Monica.
So if you're having more contact with people, you're more likely to get almost any infection, including norovirus. And norovirus can be transmitted with food. It can also be transmitted directly person to person just by someone's hand. And it can also be transmitted by inanimate objects, such as doorknobs and railings. And that's why we tend to see a lot on cruise ships and hotels, in college dormitories, and other institutional settings.
The symptoms come on quickly. Vomiting, diarrhea, stomach cramps, and usually pass within several days. But while unpleasant, are rarely fatal, with usually less than 1,000 people a year dying from the effects.
Unpleasant, for sure. The CDC is estimating this year as many as 20 million people will suffer from a norovirus infection.
About 15 million people could see the credit scores improve.
Millions of Americans burdened by medical debt will no longer have to worry about how it affects their credit score. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced today that they will remove medical debt from the credit reports of more than 15 million Americans, raising their credit scores by an estimated average of 20 points. This will make it easier for Americans burdened by medical debt to be approved for loans they may have otherwise been denied. Paulina Smolinski, CBS News, Washington.
It's a hot topic among some lawmakers, but researchers have determined fewer than 1,000 U.S. adolescents receive gender-affirming medications.
JAMA Pediatrics has published the most reliable estimate yet of the number of young people in the U.S. receiving gender-affirming medications. The researchers analyzed a large database of insurance claims covering more than 5 million patients ages 8 to 17. Fewer than 1 in 1,000 received gender-affirming medications during the 5 years from 2018 to 2022. With lawmakers debating issues around health care for transgender youth, it's been difficult to determine a precise number, leaving room for exaggerated and false claims. At least 26 states have adopted laws restricting or banning gender-affirming medical care for transgender minors. The practices are now being weighed by the Supreme Court. I'm Ben Thomas.
New Orleans taking a step toward recovery after last week's deadly truck attack.
New Orleans held its first parade of the carnival season, just blocks from where 14 people were killed by the driver of a pickup truck. It's emotional for Amber Constant.
It's pretty tough to see all these people that came to the same places that we have always came to.
New Orleans resident Amir Tubod Gray says this attack happened, but
New Orleans is going to come back resilient as ever, you know, no less strong for sure.
Before the parade, President Biden paid tribute to that resilience at nearby St. Louis Cathedral.
You define it. Whether it's in the form of this attack, or hurricanes or superstorms, this city is people get back up.
The attack in New Orleans is the deadliest assault on U.S. soil in years, inspired by the Islamic State group. I'm Ed Donahue.
Big earthquake. Well, killed over 125 people near Tibet. So rescue crews searching for survivors fear more people will die as the temperatures are going to fall to maybe 3 degrees.
We are beginning to see the impact of that 7-point magnitude quake. We are seeing on CCTV, which is the Chinese state broadcaster, many people being taken from underneath the rubble. Now, it does seem that rescuers have managed to reach the area despite its distance from any major city.
BBC reporter there, more than 40 aftershocks. Problems with JetBlue. First, the fine, the $2 million from the Transportation Department because they were operating flights with too many delays. Also, two bodies found in the landing gear of a plane landed in Fort Lauderdale from New York City. Live now with our KNX travel editor, Peter Greenberg.
Peter, good morning.
And good morning, guys.
You're there in Florida, I know, this morning, and it's got to be big news there. Those bodies found in the JetBlue, the landing gear. You know, you hear that sort of thing, and you go, how does that even happen?
It happens more than you think. I mean, we just had a similar incident that just happened 2 weeks ago in Hawaii, where after the plane landed, they found a body in the landing gear well. What these people don't realize is that these are not pressurized areas of the plane, and if the landing gear mechanism doesn't kill you, the temperature will, because at altitude, it goes down about minus 50 degrees. So it's just not a pretty picture. The real question that has to be asked is, given airport security, how did they actually have access to the undercarriage of the plane to begin with?
What does this fine mean? The $2 million, obviously they can cover it, but they were operating, what, a schedule that the feds are saying you could never get there on time?
Well, we've been talking about this for a long time. Airlines are publishing unrealistic schedules to be apparently competitive. But at the same time, when you have a chronically late flight, and in this case, the DOT had warned JetBlue about it, they were operating like one particular flight from JFK to Raleigh-Durham. It ran 145 times late in 1 year. That's called chronic delay, and they never fixed it. And so this has been sort of a wake-up call, a shot across the bow, if you will, to the airline, saying that they're violating DOT rules about what constitutes a chronically late flight that is under their control. So what that means is that this is a wake-up call for the other airlines that the DOT is now looking into as well.
Front page headline, Wall Street Journal today. Can Boeing be fixed? Saying a lot's riding on it. What do you think? Can it?
Well, Boeing can be saved financially simply because they have so many government contracts with different branches of the military. But right now, if you take a look at their safety culture, the real key here is not whether Boeing can be fixed, it's whether the FAA can be fixed. And if the FAA can be fixed, then Boeing will definitely be fixed. And that remains to be seen now in the new administration as to who's going to become the new administrator and what their policies are going to be in terms of staffing, training, and most importantly, oversight and inspection of manufacturing and maintenance.
What's your level of confidence that something changes for the positive?
Well, it's not high right now because the FAA has not been able to fix it in more than 30 years.
All right, KNX News, travel editor Peter Greenberg. Peter, thank you.